Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we're diving into the world of love and communication by exploring the renowned book, Five Love Languages, by Dr. Gary Chapman. Published back in 1992, this book has transformed countless relationships by helping individuals understand how love can be expressed and received in five distinct ways. The book begins with Dr. Chapman explaining the concept of love languages. He posits that everyone has a primary love language, which is the way they most effectively give and receive love. These five love languages are: words of affirmation. Some people feel most loved when they receive words of encouragement, compliments, or expressions of appreciation. For them, hearing "I love you" or receiving positive affirmations is crucial. Acts of service. Others express their love by performing acts of service, such as cooking a meal, doing household chores, or running errands for their partner. These actions show their affection and care. Receiving gifts. For some individuals, receiving thoughtful gifts is how they feel loved and valued. It's not about the monetary value of the gift, but the thought and effort behind it. Quality time. Quality time lovers value spending undivided attention with their partners. It's about being fully present and engaged in meaningful conversations or activities together. Physical touch. Physical touch is the love language of those who feel most connected through physical contact. This can range from simple gestures like holding hands and hugging to more intimate acts. Dr. Chapman goes on to explain how people often have different love languages, which can lead to miscommunication and misunderstandings in relationships. He offers guidance on identifying your own primary love language and that of your partner, as well as strategies for expressing love in each language. Throughout the book, Dr. Chapman provides real-life examples and practical advice on how to effectively communicate love and nurture your relationship based on your partner's love language. He emphasizes the importance of learning and speaking your partner's love language to build a stronger, more fulfilling bond. In the later chapters, the book also explores how love languages can apply to various types of relationships, including family, friendships, and even the workplace. Dr. Chapman discusses how understanding and applying these principles can lead to healthier, more harmonious connections in all aspects of life. Let's take a closer look at the chapters of this book. Chapter 1, What Happens to Love After the Wedding? This chapter sets the stage for the book by addressing the common phenomenon of love diminishing in relationships after the initial honeymoon phase. Dr. Chapman introduces the idea that understanding and speaking each other's love languages can help rekindle love and strengthen relationships. In this chapter, Dr. Chapman explains the premise of the book, that love is not enough to sustain a healthy and happy relationship, it must be expressed in ways that resonate with your partner's love language. He suggests that as the initial euphoria of a relationship fades, couples often struggle to connect because they aren't effectively communicating their love. Chapter 2, Keeping the Love Tank Full. Dr. Chapman introduces the concept of the love tank, a metaphorical reservoir of emotional love within each person. He explains that people feel most loved when their love tanks are full and that understanding love languages is crucial to keeping them filled. This chapter emphasizes the importance of regularly expressing love in a way that resonates with your partner's love language to keep their love tank full. Dr. Chapman suggests that when the love tank is empty, individuals may feel unloved, leading to relationship issues. Chapter 3, Falling in Love. Dr. Chapman explores the initial stages of falling in love and how they are driven by the intense expression of all five love languages. He explains why relationships can be so passionate during this period. This chapter highlights the power of the initial attraction and how all love languages are active when we're in the infatuation stage. However, this intensity tends to fade over time, and understanding your partner's primary love language becomes crucial for maintaining a loving relationship. Chapter 4, Love Language Number 1, Words of Affirmation. The book delves into the first love language, words of affirmation. It explains how some people feel most loved when they receive verbal affirmations and compliments. Dr. Chapman provides examples of words of affirmation and emphasizes the importance of sincere and specific compliments to individuals who value this love language. He also offers guidance on how to effectively use this love language in your relationship. Chapter 5, Love Language Number 2, Acts of Service. This chapter focuses on the second love language, acts of service, where actions and gestures speak louder than words. People who resonate with this love language feel loved when others do things to help or assist them. Dr. Chapman provides examples of how acts of service can be expressed and emphasizes the importance of performing acts with a willing heart and without expecting anything in return. He discusses the role of selflessness in this love language. Chapter 6, Love Language Number 3, Receiving Gifts. Dr. Chapman explains the third love language, receiving gifts. He discusses how thoughtful gifts, regardless of their value, can deeply impact individuals who have this love language. In this chapter, Dr. Chapman highlights the significance of the intention and effort behind gift giving. He dispels the misconception that this love language is solely materialistic and explains how it's more about the thought and love conveyed through gifts. Chapter 7, Love Language Number 4, Quality Time. This chapter covers the fourth love language, quality time. Dr. Chapman discusses how undivided attention and meaningful interactions are essential to people with this love language. Dr. Chapman explains that quality time is about being fully present and engaged with your partner. He provides examples of how to make the most of quality time together, emphasizing the importance of eliminating distractions. Chapter 8, Love Language Number 5, Physical Touch. The fifth love language, physical touch, is the focus of this chapter. Dr. Chapman explains how physical affection, such as hugs, kisses, and cuddling, is crucial for those with this love language. Dr. Chapman describes the various forms of physical touch and their significance in this love language. He emphasizes that physical touch is not limited to intimacy but includes everyday gestures like holding hands and embracing. Chapter 9, Discovering Your Love Language. This chapter guides readers on how to identify their primary love language by reflecting on their preferences and emotional needs. Dr. Chapman provides a series of questions and scenarios to help individuals determine their love language. He suggests that knowing your own love language is the first step toward better communication in your relationship. Chapter 10, Love is a Choice. Dr. Chapman addresses the idea that love is not just a feeling but also a choice. He discusses the importance of choosing to love and express love in your partner's primary love language. In this chapter, Dr. Chapman emphasizes that love requires effort and intention. It's not enough to rely solely on the initial passion. You must actively choose to love and nurture your partner's emotional needs through their love language. Chapter 11, Loving the Unlovely. This chapter explores the concept of loving your partner even when they are difficult or hurtful. Dr. Chapman discusses how understanding their love language can help bridge gaps and heal wounds. Dr. Chapman offers insights into dealing with conflicts and difficult moments in a relationship by considering your partner's love language. He encourages readers to show love even when it's challenging and to extend grace and forgiveness. Chapter 12, Children and Love Languages. Dr. Chapman explains how love languages apply to children and how parents can use this knowledge to connect with and raise emotionally healthy children. This chapter discusses how children also have love languages, and parents should strive to understand and speak their children's love languages to foster strong parent-child bonds and support their emotional development. Chapter 13, A Personal Word. Dr. Chapman concludes the book by summarizing the key points and offering encouragement for readers to apply the principles of the love languages in their relationships. This final chapter serves as a recap and a call to action. Dr. Chapman encourages readers to take the insights gained from the book and apply them to their own lives to improve their relationships and make their love last. Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman offers practical steps and strategies to improve your relationships by understanding and speaking your partner's love language. Here are the key practical steps presented in the book. Identify your love language. The first practical step is to identify your own primary love language. Take the quizzes provided in the book or reflect on your preferences and emotional needs to determine which love language resonates with you the most. Identify your partner's love language. To effectively communicate love, it's crucial to identify your partner's primary love language as well. Pay attention to their actions, preferences, and how they express love to others. Speak your partner's love language. Once you've identified your partner's love language, make a conscious effort to speak it regularly. Tailor your expressions of love to align with their primary love language. For example, if their love language is words of affirmation, offer sincere compliments and words of encouragement. Regularly fill the love tank. The book introduces the concept of the love tank, which represents a person's emotional reservoir of love. Make it a priority to keep your partner's love tank full by consistently expressing love in their language. Quality time. If your partner's love language is quality time, allocate focused, uninterrupted time for them. Eliminate distractions and engage in meaningful conversations or shared activities. Acts of service. For those whose love language is acts of service, perform helpful acts without being asked. Take care of chores, run errands, or assist your partner in ways that relieve their burdens. Receiving gifts. If your partner values receiving gifts, show your love through thoughtful, meaningful gifts. These don't need to be extravagant, it's the thought and effort that matter most. Words of affirmation. To speak the love language of words of affirmation, use verbal expressions of love, appreciation, and encouragement. Offer compliments, express your love verbally, and show gratitude. Physical touch. For those who have physical touch as their love language, engage in physical affection. Hold hands, hug, kiss, and engage in other forms of non-sexual physical contact to express love. Learn to apologize and forgive. Understand that conflicts and misunderstandings are natural in relationships. Learn how to apologize when you make mistakes and forgive your partner when they do. This is essential for maintaining a healthy relationship. Love as a choice. Recognize that love is not just a feeling but also a choice. Choose to love your partner daily, even when the initial passion fades. Make a conscious effort to express love in their love language. Loving the unlovely. Sometimes, your partner may act in hurtful or difficult ways. Understanding their love language can help you bridge gaps and continue to show love even during challenging times. Apply love languages in all relationships. Extend your knowledge of love languages beyond romantic relationships. Apply the principles to relationships with children, friends, and even in the workplace to improve communication and connection. Communicate and reflect. Regularly communicate with your partner about their love language and yours. Reflect on how you can better meet each other's emotional needs and make adjustments as necessary. Take action. Finally, take action based on the insights you gain from the book. Apply these practical steps consistently to nurture and strengthen your relationships. By implementing these practical steps from 5 love languages, you can enhance your ability to express love effectively, improve your relationships, and create deeper, more fulfilling connections with your loved ones. Now, let's take a look at some of the memorable quotes from the book. People tend to criticize their spouse most loudly in the area where they themselves have the deepest emotional need. Love is a choice you make every day. The in-love experience does not focus on our own growth or on the growth and development of the other person. Rather, it gives us the sense that we have arrived and that we do not need further growth. We are on top of the world. Your spouse's complaints are the most powerful indicators of their primary love language. The one who chooses to love will find appropriate ways to express that decision every day. The need to feel loved by one spouse is at the heart of marital desires. Your emotional love language and the language of your spouse may be as different as Chinese from English. No matter how hard you try to express love in English, if your spouse understands only Chinese, you will never understand how to love each other. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. This is a biblical reference mentioned in the book, emphasizing the importance of love. Love is something you do for someone else, not something you do for yourself. When two people are speaking the same love language, they are communicating emotionally with each other. That wraps up our exploration of Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. We hope you found this insightful and that it inspires you to apply these principles to your own relationships. Remember, understanding and speaking your partner's love language can be a game changer in building lasting, loving connections. You are encouraged to pick a copy for better insight.